It's Chicon Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Remember, today is Memorial Day. Take a few minutes out and remember those that gave their lives to protect us and give us the freedoms we enjoy now. And for those still serving in the military and armed forces, protecting us and guarding that wall 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we thank you all for your incredible devotion to our country. A special treat today on Memorial Day, the Air National Guard has scheduled a Kent flyover this afternoon. Kent residents are encouraged to go outside today between 1240 and 1245 to see a flyover by the Massachusetts Air National Guard Unit 104. The flyover has been a regular part of Memorial Day ceremonies in Kent in recent years. Being Memorial Day, of course, no meetings taking place, but coming up starting Tuesday, the Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting happens at 5:30 via Zoom. That's available at the Sharon website. Also, the Historic District Commission is meeting at 6 p.m. That meeting also will be available via Zoom. North Canaan Board of Finance has a special meeting at 7:30. That will be a Zoom meeting. You can get that information at the North Canaan website. Region 1 Board of Education has a subcommittee meeting on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. That is also by Zoom. In Sheffield, the virtual meeting for the Board of Selectmen will be held on Wednesday the 27th as well. Northeast New York has their grievance day on the 27th via Zoom. The Board of Assessors will hold the 2020 grievance day on Wednesday the 27th. Hearing hours will be from 3 to 5 and 6 until 8 p.m. You can get the Zoom information to join in at their website. Also, the Board of Assessors is meeting with a virtual meeting in Sheffield on Wednesday the 27th at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Dover, New York, Town Board regular meeting at Town Hall, 6:30 on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the Planning Board will have a virtual meeting. Following the agenda, they will review nomination of vice chairman and board and requests and possible action adding a selection for adult use of marijuana establishments and the deliberation guide for public hearings that is being held in Sheffield. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activities Committee meeting will be held by Wednesday the 27th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. You can get that information once again from websites. The ABC committee meeting has a meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can join that meeting via Zoom as well. Falls Village, a public hearing will be conducted on May 28th at 7 o'clock by the Board of Finance regarding the proposed spending plan for 2020 and 21. You can log in via Zoom. That information is on the Falls Village website. Norman Rockwell Museum invites you to an evening of fun to benefit the museum. Sip, sketch, and socialize. It's a virtual art party Friday from 5:30 till 7. Sip, sketch, and socialize is on Zoom. You can go to the website for the Norman Rockwell Museum for more information. Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles has extended the expiring credential deadlines 180 days. That goes for COVID-19 reasons. It previously enacted a 90-day extension for Connecticut residents with expiring credentials, being extended to a total of 180 days. Eligible DMV credentials that expire between March 10th and June 30th are automatically covered by that extension. For more information, ctdmv.info or 1-800-842-8222. On Saturday afternoon this weekend, Governor Ned Lamont said Connecticut reported 40,022 people tested positive, which was up from Friday, but there have been 3,675 deaths, up 38 since Saturday. Hospitalizations have dropped to 724, 16 less than going into the weekend. Reported tests total 208,367. The state of Connecticut said at least one laboratory-confirmed case of COVID-19 in the 165 of the state's 250 nursing homes, slightly more than three-quarters of all long-term care facilities. There were 10 nursing homes that had more than 100 infected residents. They had 1,285 combined cases. Only one had more than 150. Arden House and Hamden had 170 residents with COVID-19 to lead the state. Litchfield Woods Healthcare Center, owned by Athena in Torrington, had 127 cases to rank second. Amid coronavirus concerns, the city of Poughkeepsie has canceled its annual 4th of July fireworks celebration and closed its pools indefinitely. That's according to a release from the city. While pools will be closed until further notice, parks will remain open, though residents are prohibited from using playground equipment. Residents must adhere to social distancing protocols distancing at least 6 feet away from one another, and wearing masks while in close proximity. The city's COVID-19 Parks Response Team will be monitoring parks and warning the city of any inappropriate uses of its facilities. High school seniors in Dutchess County won't be allowed traditional graduation ceremonies. However, there will be alternate routes for the rite of passage to take place. The Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health on Thursday circulated guidelines to school districts on how they can hold commencement exercises in accordance with state directives. Options offered include drive-through ceremonies conducting in school parking lots, ceremonies at drive-in movie theaters, and convoy processions. County Executive Mark Molinaro said he had a call with the school superintendents from across the county discussing all the state's guidelines, which will continue to ban all non-essential gatherings. The Great Barrington woman, Anne Marie Formal Woodger, is now facing charges after allegedly stealing a car heading into New York State, crashing twice in Egremont before ending up in a culvert in Hillsdale. She was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, New York, after being found in a field near the site of the crash. She was charged in Egremont with marked lines violation, two counts of leaving the scene of an accident, and operating under suspension. Great Barrington police also say they plan to bring charges related to auto theft and that they are still investigating. Marvelwood School has announced a partnership with Mount Snow Academy in Vermont to begin next winter for the 2020-21 school year. The partnership between the two independent schools is designed to offer a unique opportunity for student athletes looking to cultivate their passion for skiing or snowboarding while maintaining a consistent academic program. Students will spend fall and spring terms at Marvelwood and the winter term at Mount Snow Academy, with MSA instructors following the Marvelwood curriculum and maintaining close communication with Marvelwood teachers. Four Berkshire County performing art venues are among 52 statewide that received money in the first round of gaming mitigation grants from Massachusetts Cultural Council. The four are Barrington Stage, $3,607, the Berkshire Theater Group, $7,196, Mehewi Performing Arts Center, $67,197, and Williamstown Theater Festival, $12,080. Also included in the $3.34 million package is $250,000 for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The bad news out of Berkshire County on Thursday, when one of South County's largest employers announced it's laying off 90% of its almost 500 employees next month due to the ongoing effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health is planning to lay off 450 of the retreat center's 489 total employees. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8.96 to 24,465.16 on Friday. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 9,324.59, and the S&P 500 at 2,955.45. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.